Chapter 5. The first thing I did when I got out of the hospital is go see the priest. He performed exorcism prayers, not really an exorcism. When the event was over, I heard Ed say, "Maybe I will be back next time." My soul felt clean. Ed finally moved out of the area. I got disability, and I wondered, did they plan that all along? Maybe it just worked out that way. The thing that bothered me is no one would believe me. My priest did not believe me, which made me furious. I had finally had someone put up shades, and when I came back after my boyfriend and I broke up, he wanted the shades now. The stalkers still bother me today, but they do not have the access to that apartment anymore. I am just used to them being there. This is the kind of thing you never really get over. They will never be silent until I am 6 feet under. I returned the keys to the owner of the gas station where I worked that same day I was in the residential home. He was furious, but how could I explain all this to him without sounding like a nut job? He never did give me my pay. I could not listen to God anymore in my own home because of this experience. It is still true today. I do not go to churches too much anymore where I used to be able to really listen to God. These people have damaged me for life, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. When I started to wear makeup, Ed would flirt with me, spy on me at church, and say things out quietly outside the church. He said he was in love with me because I prayed like an angel. He came in the prayer room to talk to me. I believe I was upset. My boyfriend left the county. I moved into a basement apartment for a year. Then I moved out in the country for 4 years. My next boyfriend was a gigolo. He had 2 jobs, but he gave all the money to his first household. I took care of him for a year financially. I picked him up at late hours in District Heights and brought him home. This was before he moved in. I called the police on him twice and kicked him out of my home. I have not had a boyfriend since and do not plan to. I moved into a low-income housing for a year and then moved out in the country another 4 years where I'm still today. I have a lot of sleep issues due to the last boyfriend because he peed in my bed 2 times and I had to sleep while he was gone. I have a lot of health and mental issues due to living with 2 alcoholics and, of course, the stalkers. It is difficult for me to go to bed and to get up. I am making progress on my sleep schedule. I do not have much energy left, but I managed to get everything done. I'm trying to give you an idea.